really glad to hear the foil one because I had completely forgotten that.
Yeah, I was trying to look that up, and I stumbled on, if you needed to know how to spell arithmetic, it's a rat in the house may eat the ice cream, which every letter of that sentence spells out arithmetic. A rat in the house may eat the ice cream. Now, for my money, it would be just easier to learn how to spell arithmetic.
Well, I would love one for spelling the word definitely, because I always have to use spell check.
Yeah.
Just for that word. I always spell it wrong. And my father was a Foreign Service officer, and even though I had that I before E thing, except after C, I always spelled foreign wrong until I forced myself to spell it correctly.
Gosh, you have me visualizing it now. It's E before I in that one, right?
F-O-R-E-I-G-N.
Yeah, it's hard. Some words just don't look right when you look at them. Another one, too, that's used a lot is homes for the Great Lakes right here on Ontario. Yeah. You're hot. E is Erie, S is Superior. Why am I blanking on the M? Shame on me.
Michigan,
thank you.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to be sending me emails. It's hard after a while. You know, I've been up.
Yeah, well, my parents would be very disappointed if I didn't remember Michigan because they both went to school in Michigan and loved spending time on Lake Michigan. So
it's a beautiful area. Well, thank you for checking it in.
Yeah.
And, I sent you a note about the song you asked about. You Can Close My Eyes by the Brother
That's
Brothers.
Such a beautiful song.
Sure is. Thanks so much. Keep in touch. That's Susie in Alexandria, formerly of Highland Park. We have an email here from Al that arrived blank. Al, send it back. If you care to. If you've got a mnemonic or something that you need or that you memorized or used to remember, please consider, this one, sharing it with us. My very educated mother just served us nachos. That's the order of the planets, excluding Pluto. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. My very educated mother just served us nachos. When we were growing up, it was 9 pizzas. And, Roy G. Biv, of course. The order of operations can also, let me see. Parentheses, exponents. Multiply, divide, add, subtract. Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally is that one. If you have any you'd like to share, 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. Lucy Kaplansky now, and then a story from a young writer.
Summer I went swimming, summer I might have drowned, but I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around, I moved my arms around. Summer I swam in the ocean and I swam in the swimming pool, salt my self-destructive fool. self-destructive fool. This summer I did the backstroke, and you know that's not all. I did the breaststroke and the butterfly and the old Australian crawl, the old Australian crawl. This summer I swam in a public place in a reservoir to boot. At the latter I was informal, at the former I wore my suit. I wore my swimming suit.
Lucy Kaplansky doing her version of Loudon Wainwright's song called The Swimming Song. Thanks for sharing things you memorized with us. That was fun. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations plus streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Now it's time for a story from the WQED Writers Contest. This one is written by Laura Lai. She's a kindergartner. It's called The Super Helper.
Hi, my name is Lorelai. I'm 6 years old. I'm from Cannonsburg. The title of my story is called Super Helper. Once upon a time, there was a superhero who helped people in need. Her name was Super Helper. Super Helper ran into a very sick person. She needed a nurse, so Super Helper turned into a nurse. On her way home, Super Helper saw a house on fire. She turned into a firefighter and saved the family. After the fire, Super Helper saw a bad accident. Cars were beeping, and she had to turn into a police officer. She helped everyone to get home safe. Super Helper was not a real superhero. She was just Lorelai. She was a regular girl who loved to help people.
We'll have more stories coming up next week. I'm a little behind in responding to emails and texts in kind. I hope you've heard me mention them on the radio. In just a moment, you're going to hear live piano from Aaron Pang, who is a Young Artist Award winner, as designated by the Pittsburgh Concert Society. We're getting him set to go, and he'll join us shortly.
Prizzle band. bands of town will come to play.
Yes, yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, the bands of town will come to play. Sweep up the hashes, get out the way. Praise all bands of town will come to play.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise all bands of town will come to play.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise all bands of town will come to play.
And I come to play.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Charlie town, and come to play.
Keep up the action and get out of my way.
Charlie Gabriel in town, and come to play.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jason Carter's in town, and come to play.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I made it in town, I came to play.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Jason's in town, and come to play.
Sweep up the hashes and get out of the way.
Jason Carter's in town.
Praise all bands in town, they've come to play.
Yes, yes, yes.
Gangs in town, they've come to play.
Sweep up the ashes, get out the way.
Gangs in town, you know we've come to play.
Yes, yes, yes.
The Saturday Light Brigade. That's Del McCurry and the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. And it's good to be able to play that. The Band's in Town, the name of the song. A couple quick notes, and then you're going to get to hear from Aaron Peng of Hampton High School, who is finishing 10th grade now and is 16, and he'll share three selections on piano. Last week, Big Blitz was here. What a group. Two talented saxophonists, one incredible drummer, adding up the ages of the three, under 65, all in their early 20s. If you missed their performance, you can see some photos of it and also hear it back at neighborhoodvoices.org.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
We have a newsletter that we publish every Thursday night. It will tell you who's coming up on the next program, news about open houses, opportunities to participate in SLB workshops at our new Youth Media Center, and more. If you do not receive it, we'd love to add your name. We don't share our lists with anybody else. You can unsubscribe easily at any time. You can also subscribe at any time, and I encourage you to do so. slbradio.org/subscribe is the method. slbradio.org/subscribe. Now we have our Youth Express segment, and it's always fun for us to feature youth writers, sometimes actors, poets. Sometimes it's a roundtable discussion. And today it's a very talented pianist. We'll get a chance to meet him and learn more about him coming up. But first, we'll let him be represented by his music. This is Aaron Peng.
Thank you.
Aaron Pang, that was just beautiful. And tell me what it was you just played.
So that was the Liszt's Liebestraum number 3. It was one of my favorite pieces. I love the melody and just the overall singing tone of it. It's just one of my favorite pieces to play, yeah.
I was going to ask you about your relationship to that piece, because it did seem like you got unusually great pleasure out of playing it, especially when you were playing with just your right hand. I'm sure you know the part.
Yes.
I mean, and that had to be really hard to master. How do you... Is it muscle memory? Or
well, obviously, a huge part of it is muscle memory, so you get that from, like, practicing it slow and, you know, really having your fingers learn where to go after the next note. And so there's a couple different techniques, such as playing it at different rhythms. But over, like, I played this for 1 year or more, and over that time it becomes natural.
It just does. When did you begin playing?
Back when I was 7, I think I started playing piano. So it's been around 9 years.
Yeah, I was going to say almost 10 years. Was it hard at the beginning, or did it seem natural to you?
The early pieces, it was pretty simple, but at the time I didn't really know exactly how to practice, per se. I would just play the notes of the piece and not the details or the parts that make the piece what it is. So for the first few years, I just played on, and it wasn't very much fun, I guess. But after I got introduced to my new teacher, she started making me do all these things, and I found, like, there's a lot more to these pieces than what I thought there was.
Yeah, having somebody who can mentor you and help you understand not just techniques of playing, but I think relating to the music is really important.
That's right.
Can you tell me about some of the teachers in your life or who you're currently studying with?
So I was initially introduced to piano with a teacher at a music school. It was a very short period of time, and that was, I guess, the time I didn't really know to practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then after, my parents took me to the CMU Preparatory School, and from there I had a few months with one teacher, and then she transferred me to my main teacher now, which is Professor Luz Manriquez, and that's where I basically learned everything, yeah.
Is there anyone else you'd like to acknowledge at all?
Well, obviously I would love to acknowledge my parents for, keeping me into this, even when I didn't really want to start playing. At times I would get bored of practicing because it's doing things over and over again to get your fingers to know. And I wouldn't want to practice, but my parents would keep on pressuring me to do it and do it. And eventually that's where I got, to where I am now.
What other kinds of things do you like to do outside of music?
Outside of music, I love to read. I play chess. I program, as in code. And obviously I like to play some games in my free time as well. So, talk with friends.
Games, do you mean video games or outside stuff?
I mean all of them. Like, I play video games, I play card games, whenever there's people to play with, of course.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, if you're just joining us, this is Aaron Pang. He's going to do two more selections for us. What would you like to do next?
I think I'll play a little more exciting piece. I'll play the Cacciatore Toccata, which is a very fun and exciting piece.
Okay, this will wake you up if you're driving. Watch your speed limit. Here's
All right.
Aaron Pang. Thank you. Aaron Peng, incredible. I've never thought about this before watching you. You're so have so much dexterity as you play. And see if I can ask this question right. This is a very fundamental question. Who figures out what fingers play what notes? Would another pianist playing that same piece apply the same fingers to the same keys as you did? Or is there variability depending on your technique or even the size of your hands or your dexterity?
So most of the time, the composer of the piece specifies which fingers to play, like play which notes. But obviously, you're the performer and you're free to change it at will. There's definitely variations that you can do based on the size of your hand. For example, someone with a smaller hand may choose to like have more jumps between the notes, while someone with a larger hand could stretch and then play it with the polar sides of their hands.
I never knew the composer specified that. How is that noted?
Oh, it's just the fingers are represented 1 to 5. 1 is the thumb and 5 is the pinky finger. And above the notes, the composer would just write the number of which hand it should be.
You can tell when I've had piano books in front of me, they have not been very complex songs. Bill and Martha wrote to us saying, as they're listening to you and enjoying hearing you play, they're in Stanton Heights. Just before you got on, we were talking about mnemonics, tools for remembering things, and they were curious if you had any tools for remembering music from your younger years or even now. And none may come to mind, but they asked me to ask you that.
Well, I don't really have like a mnemonic, specifically.
Yeah.
I guess when you just play a piece a lot, the muscle memories, you retain even some of it after a long time. So even if you played a piece and you haven't touched it for years, you can still pick it up pretty easily.
Yeah, there were some, I remember face, which was one clef, right? F-A-C-E. That might be the bass. There were mnemonics for lines and the spaces and things. They may have been thinking about those too.
I might have learned them when I was young.
Yeah, you probably don't need them anymore, I would imagine. I'm curious about your relationship with the Pittsburgh Concert Society. It must have been exciting to audition. Tell me about how that went.
So these two pieces that I played, I both played for the audition. It was my first time auditioning for the young artists. I wasn't expecting to get in on my first try. It was a very surprising and wonderful experience, and especially in the recital, which I had to play shortly after, I felt like I played very well, and I love playing it on stage.
That's terrific. That was at Kresge Theater.
That's right,
at Carnegie Mellon back in April. The Pittsburgh Concert Society regularly has auditions and other resources to help encourage the young musicians, pittsburghconcertsociety.org. I was curious if you've, a little early, you're just about to become a junior at Hampton. Have you thought about what you might like to do moving forward?
Yeah, I have, and I'm not sure if it will be related to music. I love playing, and I love, performing, but I would like to try many other things later in my life. I think I would keep, playing and practicing piano. It's going to probably become one of my biggest hobbies when I grow up.
Yeah, it's hard to know
difficult
stage. Is there anything else before your last piece that you would like to add or note?
I don't think so. Let's just jump in.
Great. What's it going to be?
I think I'm going to play a Mozart sonata.
Wonderful. Once again, along with our thank you, here is Aaron Peng. Thank you. song. Simply a brilliant. Thank you. I hope we'll see you again. And thanks, too, to the Pittsburgh Concert Society for being with us. To support today's Youth Express segment, Front Porch String Band is next with Claire Lynch. And a song I know you'll recognize once it gets started. Thank you.
cannonball. Now listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she rolls along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's roar, while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash cannonball. While traveling through the jungle on the Wabash cannonball.
Front Porch String Band with Claire Lynch here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We're getting ready for Damaged Pies. They're going to be with us in our next hour. They're getting ready to go.
Like Noah's dove, I'd fly up the river to the man I love. Fare thee well, oh honey, fare thee well. And I got a man, he's long and he's tall, he moves his body like a cannonball. Fare thee well, oh honey, fare thee well. And when I wore my I could scarcely keep you from my door. Fare thee well, oh honey, fare thee well. Scarcely ever see you passing by. Fare thee well, oh honey, fare thee well. And if I had listened to what my mama said, I'd be at home now in my mama's bed. Fare thee well. One of these nights, in a drizzling rain, and all round my heart was an aching pain. Fare thee well, oh honey, fare thee well. Thank you. you call my name, but I'll be gone. Fare thee well. Like Noah's dove, I'd fly up the river to the man I love. Fare thee well.
Janice Ian from her latest album. I've told you this before. The album is called The Light at the End of the Line. And Mary Flower did Dink's song. I've mentioned this to you before. Follow Janice Ian on Facebook if you like her. And also, if you like people with a wry sense of humor, I really enjoy her posts. She's been on her final major U.S. tour. And she mentioned she finally is home for a little bit, and she has 14 weeks of stuff to unload, and she's seriously considering just tossing it all and starting new. Do you recognize this yet? The group is Dedannon. The song Bohemian Rhapsody. Next hour here at the Saturday Light Brigade, the Damaged Pies. Thank you. all together now. For me. We were really enjoying listening to this together. We've played it before. But somehow it just sounds even better this morning. That's a group called De Dannen, and they've done a number of covers of some well-known songs like that one. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green, Alexis Thompson, and in a moment, the Damaged Pies. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
Biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
The daughter of the Grand Republic and the J.M. White. She's a sister to the Delta Queen on a moonlit night. Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
The biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
Pittsburgh, Sewickley, Point Pleasant, Huntington, Cincinnati, Louisville, Tell City, Evansville, Paducah, Cairo, Memphis, Greenville, Vicksburg, Natchez, Baton Rouge, New Orleans. A people all are standing on the levee, watching for the Mississippi Queen. Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
The biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
John Hartford and the Mississippi Queen. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Hey, you have a second? Of course you do. Could you let other folks know that we're here? Either somebody who you know that listened to SLB years ago. Maybe you're one of those people too. Let them know that we're still here. doing our best to do what we've always done, which is to provide a reliable, calm, trusting place to be on a Saturday morning to keep you company. Or maybe you know of somebody who has never heard of us, but would like what we're doing. Radio that's created live, that has you at its focus, and also has concluded that you're quite capable of hearing lots of different kinds of music and puzzles and games and ideas and guests, as opposed to a very focused, narrow set of material, so to speak, or the word I try to avoid using, that